Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello, dear family. You're tuned in to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast, your space of truth, hope, encouragement, and victory in Jesus. I'm so grateful you're here today. Wherever you are, thank you for joining us today. Let's go straight into today's message. I believe it will touch your heart, lift your spirit, and renew your mind. Today's topic is God's mercy that never ends. And our Bible text is from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, which says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." In the book The Hiding Place, Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch Christian woman who survived a Nazi concentration camp during World War II, tells the story of unimaginable suffering, but also overwhelming mercy. One morning in the barracks of Ravensbrück, her sister Betsy reminded her, "There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still." Even in that dark, hopeless place, Corrie learned this powerful truth. God's mercy didn't run dry, not even in a concentration camp. Every morning, despite hunger, fear, and death all around, she would find a new reason to trust in God's compassion. And eventually, she walked out of that camp free, physically and spiritually, carrying a message of healing that would change lives across the world. Our Bible text today in Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 23 emphasized, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Wow, that verse never gets old. Let's reflect on it today together. Have you ever woken up with a heavy heart? Maybe you felt like you didn't get it right yesterday. You missed the mark. You said something wrong. You failed to meet a deadline. You doubted. You gave in to fear. You snapped at someone. Or maybe you simply feel tired. Can I ask you something today? What do you believe about God's response to your worst day? Is he angry, distant, fed up? Let me remind you of the truth. God's mercy is not like man's mercy. It doesn't run out. It doesn't expire. It doesn't grow cold. The Bible tells us that his mercies are new every morning. That means when the sun rises, so does his mercy. For you, for me, for everyone who dares to hope again. Psalm 103 verse 10 says, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities." That's good news. That's hope. That's healing. What would change in your life if you truly believed that God wasn't mad at you, but madly in love with you? Would you approach your day differently? Would you step out with confidence instead of shame? Would you forgive yourself like he's already forgiven you? Here's your encouragement. God isn't counting your flaws. He's counting your steps toward him. And with every sunrise, he's giving you another chance to start fresh. Take a moment, breathe, reflect. Where in your life do you need to feel God's mercy today? Is it in your health, your family, your career, your faith? Today, choose one area where you've been hard on yourself and surrender it to God. Say, "Lord, I receive your mercy here. Heal me, restore me, renew me." Write it down. Speak it out. Let it go. And each time guilt or fear tries to return, say out loud, "God's mercy covers me today. His compassion lifts me. I walk in hope, not shame. I am loved. I am forgiven. I am healed. I am winning every day." Say that again with faith in your heart and feel the weight lift off your shoulders. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your unfailing mercy and love. Thank you that every single day we get to start again in you. I lift up every listener today, those struggling, those hurting, those hoping. Remind them that your compassion never fails. Let your mercy bring healing to broken hearts and strength to weary souls. Order their steps today, fill them with joy, and let them see your faithfulness in every little thing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If this message spoke to you, share it with a friend, a colleague, or a loved one. Let's spread hope, mercy, and healing to every heart around us. You never know who might need this word today. Remember, you're not just surviving, you're winning every day. Stay encouraged, stay lifted, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow on the Winning Everyday podcast. God bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.